Now let's get started. So let's welcome Jan, who's going to talk to us about the O3D project, about a realistic simulator. Exciting subject. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Jan Hańca. I work for Robotec AI, and I'm busy doing Open3D Engine Simulator. And I'm actually surprised the simulator was mentioned in the previous talk. I guess it's because of this talk. But not many people know about it. When you open ROS2 documentation, that was also mentioned, thank you for that, you see WebBots, you see Gazebo, but nothing there, nothing extra there. And we believe that's a big mistake. And I say it as a member of Robotec AI company that makes money out of doing open source with Open3D Engine. Of course, I will upload at some point some tutorials on Open3D Engine, but I never have time for that. So can you use Open3D Engine for simulation? Yes, and you can use it because it's open source. We are at open source conference, so of course we are talking about open source products that you can modify and you can do whatever you want with them. We do simulations with this engine. You can think about this engine as open source alternative to Unity or Unreal Engine, with the small difference that it's in C++, so you can integrate your ROS directly. It's the same as Gazebo, so it's very, very modular. All the plugins or parts, components, however you call it, are called gems in Open3D Engine, and we are the authors of simulation gems, multiple of them, to Open3D Engine. So the good things about Open3D Engine is that everything is in there. Whatever you want to do, if it's animation,